Lusaka to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
Lovely, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mombra Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. The enactment of the free education policy into law has attracted mixed reactions. PPCC calls on the public to report grievances against police officers. In international news, Ivory Coast dissolves Electoral Commission after opposition criticism. And in sports, assistant coach praises Kansanshi Dynamo's disciplined display. And other news and detail. Now, the recent enactment of the free education policy into law has continued to attract mixed reactions from various stakeholders in the education sector. We have details in the following report.
The enactment of the free education law has continued to attract mixed reactions from various stakeholders in the education sector. While many have welcomed the move as a step towards improving access to education, concerns have been raised over the state of infrastructure in public schools. Speaking to One Love Radio News, NAKE's Executive Director, Dr. Aaron Chansa, has stressed the need for improved infrastructure in the education sector, as the policy will not be worthwhile without conducive infrastructure.
We don't have inadequate desks, computers. Currently, these are actually affecting attainment of quality education in our country, and having free education as a law with frustrated teachers, no computers, no laboratories, no internet, no electricity will mean nothing to this country. It will be an academic exercise, business as usual.
And Basic Education Teachers Union of Zambia, BETUZ, Public Relations Officer Brian Mwila says this move will compel government to fulfill its promises of improving the teacher-pupil ratio through the deployment of more teachers.
But we can safely say that the government has shown this goodwill to ensuring that we catch up with this deficit. Just now, we are working on the recruitment of 2,000 teachers for 2025, and also government has announced that the point announced at the time when they were confirming the recruitment of these 2,000 teachers for 2025, government through the Minister of Education also informed the nation that the moment the 2,000 teachers are placed on the payroll by August, the process of recruiting 3,500 teachers will commence.
Meanwhile, a Lusaka-based parent and beneficiary of the free education policy has expressed gratitude to the government, saying this move gives them confidence of a long-standing law.
The individual feels like it has created a lot of stress on us, the parents. It was like, I feel that at least on that part, the worry and the stress have been alleviated.
As stakeholders continue to welcome the free education law, calls are growing for government to match the policy with adequate investment in infrastructure and teaching resources to ensure quality education is maintained. For One Love Radio News, my name is Fortune Sianezuna.
Thank you, Fortune, for that report. Build It International Zambia, in partnership with the Technical Education, Vocational and Entrepreneurship Training Authority, TEVETA, convened a national research seminar aimed at elevating the visibility of technical education, vocational and entrepreneurship training, TEVET, research in Zambia. The seminar brought together researchers, policymakers, and industry players to strengthen the role of evidence-based solutions in addressing challenges within the TEVET sector. Speaking at the seminar, Build It International Chief Executive Officer Tam Kazunga said the seminar is a key part of the program running in partnership with a number of stakeholders that is more focused on addressing challenges that prevent the research translating into action and how it can impact prospects for women to enter and engage and thrive in Zambia's construction sector.
Build It really exists to provide young men and women in Zambia with livelihood opportunities through construction training. Why construction? I think we heard from the Director General earlier that it's a fundamental part of Zambia's economy. If we think of any sector in the economy, whether it's agriculture, tourism, mining, construction is a fundamental part of those sectors as well. So it's really important that as an economy, we have access to skilled workers who can drive this economy forward in construction. So that's what we provide. But we also recognize that it's a great opportunity for marginalized young men and women who might, for example, have dropped out of school at a young age, who might have limited numeracy or literacy skills. However, the construction sector still offers them a viable pathway and a route into a dignified work that can pay and that will allow them to look after themselves, their families and their communities.
Entebbe Director General Cleophas Takaizia stressed the need to bridge the gap with a mindset change among the female folk to begin to see the construction sector as an industry for both men and women. He says the participation of women in construction is still very low, calling for more collaborative efforts to explore ways to uncover new knowledge that solves real-world problems, particularly around barriers, women first entering construction trades, and how research findings can directly inform skills training programs and national policy decisions.
We hope we can continue to partner like this and find out strategies that can help us raise the participation of women and girls in skills development. After all, the greatest proportion of this the proportion of the Zambian population is actually women. Over 50% of the population of Zambia are women. So we need them to participate more. Otherwise, the economy will not benefit from this demographic dividend of the women that we have. The participation of women is still very low, and this is what has necessitated us with this conference.
The Lusaka City Council LCC says works to modernize the Kafue roundabout have taken shape, marking significant progress in efforts to improve the city's outlook and enhance urban infrastructure. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the project, which includes the rehabilitation of the Kafue and Kawe roundabouts, as well as the development of a traffic median along Kaira Road, is being implemented under corporate social responsibility by Wonderful Group of Companies Limited in partnership with the Lusaka City Council. Ms. Mwamba says the ongoing works are expected to transform the roundabouts into modern and aesthetically appealing landmarks, contributing to improved traffic flow, enhanced road safety, and more organized urban environment. Now, the Police Public Complaints Commission, PPCC, has called on the Zambian people to exercise their rights and report any grievances with police officers to the commission. Speaking in an exclusive interview with One Love Radio News, PPCC Secretary Beatrice Silambe Muyambango says the commission has continued to carry out its mandate to receive and investigate complaints brought to attention by members of the public against service members of the Zambia Police. She says every individual holds the right to be heard when aggrieved, and officers found with a case to answer are handed over to necessary channels for reprimandation. The commission has also reviewed the need for continued conversations on the right channels for complaints as members of the public continue to be unaware of the process. Ms. Muyambango, however, says progress has been made as yearly complaints received continue to increase.
Government's intention with this act is to uphold police professionalism, which will consequently improve police service delivery to the citizens. On coverage, however, much of the public do not yet know about the existence of PPCC, but in the recent past, Our appeal to the Zambian public is that Zambia has, as an act of parliament, a commission whose mandate is to receive, investigate, and make recommendations on public complaints against police officers.
We take a break. Stay tuned.